Julian Day is in New York City, but he is got Adelaide on his mind. Julian, tell us about Radio Adelaide. This isn't good news.
No, if you've been kicking back to 2 hours of classic jazz and classical music each morning, Monday to Friday on Radio Adelaide, which sounds like an ad, you are apparently part of a narrow silo, according to the general manager of this long-standing station, because they're about to axe it, the 2 hours a morning that you get of those musics. The director says it's due to it being a narrow silo of public interest, also to do with the big guns, Classic FM and 5MBS. But what struck me about this is that Radio Adelaide has a strong connection to the University of Adelaide. It's about 44 years strong, so it's a big institution in the town of Adelaide. And last year, the Elder Conservatorium scaled back some of its funding for classical music. So maybe a questionable time to be a classical music fan in Adelaide.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be. On the other hand, Barry Kosky's coming to town.
That's right, the former enfant terrible, you could say. 21 years after I think he was last in Adelaide, he formally directed the Adelaide Festival. He is back next year to direct the Oratorio Saul, which he directed for Glyndebourne Opera Festival in the UK last year. It will feature the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra with Christopher Purvis in the lead role. About all we know so far about the Adelaide Festival, but it sounds like a good start.
It's a good thing for Kosky to do as well, because it's an oratorio. So, of course, Handel never intended the piece to be staged. He expected the choir to sort of stand there and sing. And so Kosky can do anything he likes with it.
I'm sure he will.
there are no stage directions to ignore on this occasion. Before that, though, the Adelaide Guitar Festival starts on Thursday.
It does next Thursday. Pretty curious, because the headliners are not guitarists. And look, I blame this on the Bedford Park hipsters of Adelaide. A couple of banjo players and a mandolin player. They're all very fine, including Baylor Fleck and Abigail Washburn. They're the banjo soloists. A couple of good old-fashioned Aussies in there in the mix, of course. Karen Schaup, Ken Murray. Couple of Gregorians for you, and I think there might even be Mr. Andrew Ford on the program.
There might be, yes. But one of the Gregorians, of course, is the artistic director of that festival. The mandolinist is Chris Thiele from the Punch Brothers, and in fact, on next weekend's music shows, we will talk to both the banjo players and the mandolinist and a drummer as well, just to be really perverse. Brian Blade, who, of course, was most recently in Australia with Wayne Shorter, is back as Wolfgang Mutschbild's drummer in the Adelaide Guitar Festival. Still on the subject of festivals, or is it a festival? Liquid Architecture.
Oh, look, I think this is one of the most interesting and groundbreaking music festivals in Australia at the moment. They've been running for about 15 years or so, and they had a real injection of interest a couple of years back, and they're now on the four-year funding bandwagon of the Australia Council. So you can expect to hear more from them in coming years. They're basically a very conceptual, progressive, challenging music festival, and they've got a couple of big names from overseas who will be appearing as of next week in venues like Westspace and ACCA. One of them is the German composer Johannes Kriedler, who is a real kind of new conceptualist, he calls himself. Some of his most famous pieces include a rewriting of Ravel's Bolero without the melody. So you get it's a kind of a nice twist on a piece that really is just a melody. And also a really famous piece, which is being presented in Melbourne, called Fremdarbeit, or Outsourcing, where he effectively took the fee from a big German festival and paid a Chinese and Indian composer and computer programmer to write the piece at about a tenth of the price, and pocketed the rest. So some interesting goings-on there.
Interesting goings-on indeed. The Sydney Opera House is going green.
Yeah, every now and then the place changes colour for one festival or another. This time they're really going green. Within 7 years, I think they're going to be carbon neutral. They're going to recycle 85% of their operational waste, and they'll achieve a 5-star Green Star rating. And they've already done great things. In the last 6 years alone, they've saved $1 million in electricity savings, I guess just by turning the lights off at the end of the night. So it just goes to prove what you can do on a few simple little things.
That's extraordinary that they've been able to reduce the electricity bill by that much. I suppose AC/DC leads quite nicely out of electricity bills, doesn't it?
That's right. Well, maybe they can afford to get AC/DC in for one last show. I mean, look, whatever happens in Australian life, you just think that there's one thing that's always going to be there, and it's AC/DC, a schoolboy mauling a Gibson SG. But I think Angus Young may be the last man standing pretty soon in AC/DC. He's actually openly questioned the future of this now 43-year-old ensemble. He has in The Guardian. But really, I mean, four of the five key figures have either been arrested, hospitalized, retired. Angus is sort of, you know, pretty much the last man standing. There's 10 dates to go in the States in coming weeks, and who knows, snap yourself up one of those last 10 tickets, perhaps.
This might be it. Let's come back to Friedman Jazz. It was last Monday, and it was interesting that the three finalists were a couple of pianists, Luke Sweeting and Joe O'Connor, and a drummer. First time, I think, for a drummer.
Yeah, playing drums for Joseph O'Connor, in fact, showing that sharing is caring, was James McLean, who is a drummer formerly of Melbourne, now at Sydney Conn, still studying. And as you said before, he's $20,000 richer as the first drummer to take out this prize in its 14-year history.
Yeah, and he's a pupil of Simon Barker as well, and actually does the running, as you know, that we have talked to Simon Barker about. He does the barefoot running as well.
Oh, well, there you go. Look, it's all systems go for drummers.
Thank you very much indeed, Julian, and continue to enjoy your time in New York. We'll talk to you next week, I guess, on the music show.
Chat to you then, Andy.
Julian Day, composer, and when he's not in New York City, he's also an ABC Classic FM presenter. And this is music by James McLean, the winner of Friedman Jazz, a piece called New Egypt. The ABC Jazz producer Henry Rasmussen was there on Monday night at the awards, and he had a quick chat with James straight after he had been handed his check from the Friedman Foundation.
Congratulations, James. What's your immediate response to winning the Friedman Fellowship Award for 2016?
My immediate response is probably something I shouldn't say on the radio, but let's just say, oh, wow. Like I'm in shock. I'm very, very excited. And as I have 30 seconds to think, I'm really excited for the next year or so to pursue the project.
How about you just briefly, really briefly describe your project and how you're going to use the prize money and the ABC Jazz recording?
So the project that I'll be pursuing with the Friedman Fellowship is to initiate and record five new duos. So it'll be myself, James McLean, with Andrea Keller, Scott Tinkler, Simon Barker, Gian Slater, and Chris Hale. So five of my favourite and five of the best Australian jazz musicians going around. And each of those duos will both write some music for, get it sounding really good, come into ABC to record it, make an album and have a bunch of videos to promote it. And yeah, that's the project.
And how would you best sum up the way you are hoping to present yourself as an artist?
As an artist, I think I'm trying to sit probably on the weird side of jazz, to be honest. I mean, I love it all, but for myself and my original music, I sit a bit on the more experimental side, and particularly on the more original side, exploring the music of creative, original Australian musicians and trying to develop a unique idea of what this music can be that's special and of this place.
And who do you think is one of your biggest influences?
Well, there's a number. I mean, someone who comes to mind, particularly because he's part of this project going forward, is the Sydney drummer Simon Barker. He's been one of my favourite drummers for almost as long as I've been playing drums. I learnt drums from him for a number of years when I was at university. I'm currently doing a PhD and he's my PhD supervisor. And Simon's been a friend and a mentor as well as an inspiration for a number of years. So yeah, I definitely have to say Simon.
Indeed, he would have to say Simon. That was James McLean, a student of Simon Barker's, saying thank you to his teacher. And he was talking to Henry Rasmussen, ABC Jazz producer. And, of course, part of the prize, as you heard there, it's not apart from the 20 grand, is an ABC Jazz recording. And if you go to ABC Jazz, you'll be able to find out much more about this year's Friedman Jazz Fellowships.